Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
A group of legal advocates threw it out there today. That is, they're suing the NYPD and the front office for allegedly unconstitutional practices. It's tied to the so-called gang database the NYPD uses. The problem? They say there are too many black and brown people on the list, and the things appear to be disproportionately off base. And now they're going to court to get that database debunked. Here's Marla Diamond with the story.
The federal lawsuit seeks to abolish the NYPD's gang database. Ann Van Huysen is an attorney with the Bronx Defenders.
This database is Stop and Frisk 2.0.
A practice ruled unconstitutional in 2013.
This is racial profiling. 99% of the people on this database are black or Latino.
The plaintiffs are three black lifelong New Yorkers, two of them fathers, and one an FDNY EMT, who say for over a decade they've been surveilled and harassed by the police, even though they're not and never were members of any gang. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
The NYPD responded with a statement saying a substantial portion of gun violence in the city is caused by gangs, or crew activity, they call it. The department has a responsibility, it says, to use the tools at its disposal to solve crimes, and says the database provides crucial intel for that, adding a variety of protections ensure that the information in the database is not misused. A gas main leak causing some chaos today up in Morningside Heights. Hope you weren't up there.
Dozens of people who live in Morningside Heights woke up to the sound of the fire alarm going off, except they weren't being evacuated because of a fire. It was because of a gas leak.
Getting woken up by the big sound, that was the scariest thing, just not knowing what was happening.
Vero Romero was one of those people.
We started smelling it, and that's whenever they told us to start getting away from Broadway as much as possible.
Along with Ian Fleck and Gabriel LaGrosse, they tell us they were locked out of their dorm for hours.
Eventually, they started pushing us farther down the street.
FDNY Assistant Chief John Sirocco tells us there was ongoing street work happening before this.
But they did fracture a 20-inch main that's under high pressure.
Crews are working to get the gas leak under control. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A teenager in the hospital this afternoon after he was stabbed on his way to school in Queens. The attack happened just after 8 a.m. near August Martin High. This is in Jamaica, where he's a student. Cops say the 15-year-old was stabbed in the chest. He was rushed to the hospital, expected to survive. Police are on the hunt now for three suspects. So far, though, there have been no arrests. I am not afraid of you. Those were the words aimed at President Trump from Palestinian Columbia University student Mohsen Madawi minutes after a federal judge ordered his release. Now, Madawi still has a case to fight. This was essentially the judge letting him out of jail on bail as it proceeds, ruling that he is not a flight risk and that his attorneys made substantial claims that his detention was in retaliation for his protected speech. Well, latest in the George Santos saga now, the ex-lawmaker now appealing to the White House just days after he was handed down a 7-year prison sentence.
I believe he has suffered enough,
says George Santos's attorney, Joseph Murray, as he prepares to submit a request to President Trump to pardon the disgraced former congressman.
Nonviolent criminals should not be thrown into cages at taxpayer expense.
Santos also asked the president for a pardon on social media, calling his sentence of 7 years over the top. Attorney Murray says he may also request a reconsideration of sentence from the judge.
The sentence of 87 months for a first-time offender is just unprecedented.
My request to the White House for comment has not been answered. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
And city council has advanced a package of bills now that'll reform the way city contracted nonprofits are paid following years of delayed payments. City Council Speaker Adrian Adams says those delays threaten the vital services that New Yorkers rely on.
The majority of this workforce is comprised of women and people of color, and their ability to survive and thrive is on the line. Our workers make sacrifices to support their fellow New Yorkers, and they should not be left wondering whether their jobs are under threat.
A recent report from the council found that last year, 90% of all nonprofit contracts were registered late. The new legislation would shift those payment timelines earlier, paying more cash up front, and create a Department of Contract Services, among some other reforms. New York's finest just added hundreds more to their ranks. Meantime, Mayor Adams says the NYPD now on a path to have 35,000 uniformed officers by the fall of 2026. The mayor attributing the boost in numbers to recent changes that were made to recruitment efforts.
We're going to continue to force to increase our numbers. This is what we're going to do. In February, as the commissioner indicated, we announced new standards, put in place recruit additional officers, including looking at the college credit requirement.
He joined the police commissioner today to welcome more than 670 new NYPD recruits. Adams says since they expanded the eligibility, nearly 10,000 people have filed to take the latest police exam. Over 4,000 previously ineligible applicants, meantime, have moved to reopen their cases. One of the women who accused Harvey Weinstein of sexual abuse now accusing the NYPD and the Manhattan DA of covering it up. Amber Gutierrez filed the police report back in 2015, but the case was apparently rejected by the DA. She's now claiming that happened because high-ranking police officials and others stepped in on Weinstein's behalf. Her lawyer, Serena Townsend, says it was the dismissal of her case that led other accusers to come forward.
After Ms. Gutierrez outcried, all of a sudden, you know, a year or 2 years later, you had many, many women come out and say that they had similar experiences with Harvey Weinstein. And eventually, so many voices came out that the Manhattan DA's office did end up prosecuting Harvey Weinstein for other incidents. And that's what he's actually on trial for right now.
The Manhattan DA has declined to comment. There's been no response from the NYPD. All this as the Me Too retrial continues today in Manhattan.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.